I can't believe I've got two more days of not being funny ahead of me. And then the rest of my life. Funny's all I got. Look at me.
Bobby, the reason people weren't laughing is not because you're not funny. It's because they didn't know they were supposed to laugh. You are as funny as Wacky and Steve on Power 100 or even that morning dog pound. The only thing that separates you from them is a cowbell.
Really?
Yes. Your audience doesn't want to work so hard. The cowbell enables them to laugh without having to think. The cowbell tells them, yes, the joke is over, and yes, it was funny. Hey, Luann, guess what we're having for dinner tonight? Flapjacks. I said, flapjacks!
Now I get it!
Welcome to another edition of Poppy's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Don't have my usual ringers with me today. Instead, I have Vic Ferreira.
Hey.
Hi, Vic.
What's going on?
Hi, what's up, buddy?
What?
And AJ. AJ, do your last name again. I wrote it down. I don't want to look it up.
I'm going to have to spell it out phonetically for you. My last name is Atai.
Okay. It's cool. Afghan.
Yeah.
Since you just told me that 5 seconds ago, that's how good I am. Yes. Those are my skills of retention.
I just gave John a 5 seconds to know my entire life.
Yeah, he apparently snowboards at night and smashes his fucking skull in like a dummy, and he's Afghani. There you go. That's AJ in a nutshell.
Now, talking about smashing his skull, what's the side effects to that?
Well, please, a little foreplay here. A little, and turn off your goddamn droid.
Sorry.
Come on, come the fuck on.
I turned off the phone.
If I hear that machine say droid one more time.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's been going off like
it's
crazy.
It's like the robot from Lost in Space.
I'm going to turn it off right now for you.
Okay, please.
I'm trying.
Before I beat the shit out of it with its little flailing hook hands. Please.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. Just welcoming everyone to another edition of Papa's Basement. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. If you want to tweet me, you can reach me at Papa's Basement. And find me on Facebook, Papa's Basement as well. Vic and AJ, your Twitter handles, your Facebooks, anything you want to plug, websites?
It's JT the Vic at Twitter.
Is that a reference to anything?
No. No, it's not.
JT the Vic.
It's my shtick name here at 106.7 The Fan.
JT the Vic?
Yes.
All right.
You know JT the Brick, right?
Overnight?
Yeah. I don't know how I got that name. I think it came from Chad Dukes.
Works for me.
And shorts.
Works for me.
What about you?
What you got, AJ?
My Twitter handle is my last name, A-T-A-Y-E-E, plus three extra E's. The reason...
God, because it wasn't fucking hard enough to spell.
Exactly. You know, just to make it more complicated.
No. Maybe someone somehow is going to remember that goddamn last name of yours, and they're going to botch it on, like, fucking three E's, five E's, what?
That's why my Twitter handle is JT the Vic, because my last name's kind of hard to spell, Ferreira. Can you spell that? Can you spell that, John?
I don't know. F-E-R-E-R-R-A.
Way off. F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A.
Whatever.
That's why it's JT the Vic. That's easier.
Okay, fine.
But the story behind why I have so many E's in high school, I guess...
It's better be really goddamn good.
It's really not.
Then let's not.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, since Vic talked about his for about 30 minutes, I'm going to say... I'm just kidding. No, he didn't. But I used to get called Atai, and it was kind of like that was my shtick, you know.
Did you go to a magnet school for people who fucking sucked at making nicknames?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Actually, I guess I did. I mean, if that's what my nickname was.
That's not even a nickname. That's just your goddamn name.
It's my last name, right? Well, that's what they used to call me like during football and lacrosse, and then it just kind of carried over.
That's like if someone said, hey, your nickname is Papa Giorgio. No, it's just it's on my fucking birth certificate, actually. But sure. Okay, cool. That works for me. You guys got to plug all of the Twitters. I just want everyone to know what a good person I am for coming in and doing this show. I missed the Saturday episode, and I'd been without a podcast yet again. And I said, fuck it. I got two fellow broadcasters here of questionable caliber, but hey, they got the heart.
Questionable. Come on. We're right here.
And I figured, screw it, let's make a go of it. But I'm in a sealed room with these two. We got Vic over here. He hasn't done it yet, but Vic, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sick are you?
I don't mean
like deranged. Like,
what are you talking about?
Like, you tell dirty jokes and shit during commercial breaks, but I mean,
I'm
like,
a clean person.
Ill.
I don't know what you're talking about, dirty jokes.
Like, ill. You came in today with a bag of cough drops, crinkling them right now. That's great. Some theater of the mind right there. And I want to say, what you started, as soon as I saw you, it was like, yeah, I'm kind of like a little sick, but it's nothing big.
It's nothing big. I'm fine right now. I haven't even coughed on the air yet.
You're so holding it in. You're like me on a date, and I have to take the most monstrous shit, and I'm just pulling at my rectum, just trying to close it like the goddamn Death Star before they fly out. But as the shift progressed, I mean, it was like watching you rot, like after a zombie bit you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
God, how are you able to hide it?
Just a little under the weather. Just a little.
But you're in this, like...
You know, I have a sore throat.
You're in this
broom
closet with me. Like, AJ, we're both doomed.
I think we're already doomed.
Hold on. We're going to go this route. I think we're both doomed. Me and you, John. That is, AJ has been lighting it up with his farts, right? And he just did it right now.
He just did it right now.
Because I saw he lifted his ass up.
Oh, God.
Did he do
the little wiggle?
Yeah.
Like Fred Flintstone right before he launched a bowling ball?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you don't want too much pressure to build up where you're sitting flat, you know, and something bad happens.
Do you want to explain
the whole night,
why?
Yeah. I've been doing a Wizards broadcast alongside Vic and AJ, and we don't do too much. It's not us calling the games, nothing sexy like that.
I hit the space bar.
He hit space bar.
I hit the space bar.
Vic is literally, AJ's literally hitting the space bar to play commercials when appropriate. Oh, your fart just hit me.
It's
awful. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's trapped in my mustache. Oh.
So lucky, listeners, that you don't have to smell this.
Oh, God.
Did you feel it? Is that what happened? Did you feel it?
It hit me.
It's hitting my nostrils.
Oh, like that tsunami wave that killed all those people a couple years ago. Like, I just saw it coming, and it finally claimed me.
Do you want to explain why you're doing this, though?
Okay, yeah. I think it's fair. I'll give you the backstory behind
Let me just explain.
Okay.
We're sitting here doing the Wizards broadcast. We got you in one studio, and you're just farting. That's your entire thing. You're farting, and you're hitting space.
That's my thing.
We got Vic in the second studio, screaming like a maniac, doing his thing, coughing up a lung.
Yeah.
Running around like a chicken with his head cut off to bug me. And AJ, I'm in the third studio. I'm handling a Virginia Tech basketball broadcast.
Oh, crap. You haven't been in the third studio. You've been mingling between studios.
Hey, in case anyone's listening, I was hard at work in the third studio.
Sure.
Watching something that I hit the record button on, and that's literally all I had to do.
Browsing on your laptop.
Yeah. Well, I kept it to non-pornographic websites, so it counts as me being at work.
There you go.
Right? So we've got Sicky, and we've got Fartbox. And they're just doing their shit.
I prefer Sicky.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I was to fart after how many times he's done it, I don't know if I can handle my own.
And I've locked myself in a box with these two. Like, this studio's what, 10 by 10?
You wanted to do the show
15
right
by
here?
15.
Right here.
Look,
with
I get
a sick guy and a guy who's farting it up.
You crack me the hell up. AJ, you seem like good people. Whenever I see you, you're a good dude. So I figured, what the hell?
I appreciate that, man.
But I couldn't have picked a worse night with either one.
No.
And AJ, it's not even like their normal... Oh, I ate something bad, or I got a stomach cold. This is literally, you take it from here.
This is medically induced. It's medically induced farting. This weekend, me and my family went down to Massanutten by Harrisonburg, and while we were down there, we got some snow.
What kind of brown person are you that you're going to the slopes?
We're pretty assimilated. There you go.
God damn.
You know, we're on that level.
I am way lighter than you, but you will never, ever catch me on the fucking slopes, man. Vacation is the beach. That's it. Lots of sand.
I love the beach just as much as anybody, but I mean, I'm a big snowboarding fan. I got into it when I was young, and I mean, it's kind of like that rush. I feel like maybe
I'm changing your name to Kyle for the rest of the broadcast. All right, Kyle, tell me about your vacation with the family.
All right, so Saturday and Sunday, you know, we spent the whole day snowboarding, and my little brother came with me this time, and he's never snowboarded before. So I spent the whole day, you know, on the baby slopes, kind of teaching him the ways, you know, what
None
to
of this
do.
Explains why you're farting, though.
Well,
what,
no,
what,
it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. So
that's what she said.
Think of me as a dirty girl. I don't need all the foreplay. Just make me come and I want to roll over and sleep.
All right.
Let's bang this shit out.
So I go back after snowboarding during the day, go home, rest, come back at nighttime, and, you know.
Now, you never see that in the movies. This is how little I know about snowboarding. Like, don't they fucking close the slopes at night or something?
No, they're open until, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
So why? Couldn't people, like, just get buried lights in the snow and die?
Possibly.
No, well, most of the snow up there right now is artificial anyways, you know, so it's really not, it's not that thick. And that's actually the point I was getting to, is at nighttime, it almost is no snow. It's all ice. And so that
sounds pleasant.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going down this one run Sunday night. I'm probably up to like 15, 20 miles an hour, you know, and I'm cruising.
It sounds so fucking slow. I'm sorry. Like, I know nothing about snowboarding.
It sounds fast. It's fast, though.
It's
and
faster
I guess
than
if you're
think.
There,
yeah,
15, 20 miles an hour, that wind whipping in your face, it feels like you're about to enter light speed. Mm-hmm. Why? Did you just literally fart in the microphone?
What?
you know, acknowledging.
Can you give yourself pink eye like
question.
That?
Yeah.
Vic's going to give himself pink eye right
I
now.
I hope that mic bumps into both eyes and you come back here.
This is painful.
Go on with your story.
You look like a fucking baboon.
Go on with your story.
Big, pink, swollen face. And somehow your vagina is also swollen like a baboon's.
Well, I'm already past the difficult part of the slope or this particular run, you know? Like, I was going faster before, so I'm cruising and maybe I was a little complacent. And I hit a bump and lost control, slam facing up the mountain, slam my back and then the back of my head.
This is why I don't
ice.
Fucking snowboard. You
no
knew
helmet,
this.
No helmet on, and when I hit my head on the ice,
it
I
hurt.
I literally feel like my brain rushed from the like middle where it is in my skull
you
right
literally
now to the
felt
back.
Your concussion happening.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that is disgusting. So I got you who concussed yourself. Yeah. I have at least two friends with broken bones on it. Two who have dislocated shoulders that never goddamn healed correctly.
But
why would anyone do this shit?
If I could go snowboarding next
weekend,
it's fun. I would.
It's fun.
It's a rush, man. I'm telling you.
There's only one rush an adult man needs in his life, and that's unprotected sex. And the rush you get going to the AIDS clinic and getting tested and hearing you're clean. Mm. That's it. That's the only excitement an adult needs.
But there's some supplemental excitement that you gotta get
fine.
In there every now and then.
That's my sport. You know, that's my extreme sport. I'm a big fan of extreme skanking. Fucking no condom, saying a Hail Mary right before you stick it in.
I mean, I don't know too many guys that wouldn't be, you know, big fans of that. I think
extreme
we all kind of...
Extreme skanking is awesome. It's always just a little, you know... Well, no, we don't need to get into that.
No.
Oh, well, speaking of extreme skanking...
Yes.
No. First
the nation's
off,
newest
hold on.
Sports craze.
Hold on. After you got concussed.
Yeah, you still haven't explained why.
What
that,
happened?
You're making it sound like a concussion side effects are disgusting.
Disgusting fart.
So did you go right to the hospital?
No. I went back to my room and actually spent almost like the whole next day just hanging out. Like I was dazed. I have a concussion history. I've had like.
And they're easier each time.
Yeah. I mean, after it's like spraining your ankle.
So you're like, fuck it. I know what this is. You're like a chick who's been knocked up 3-4 times. Like the day after, you're like, oh, it's stuck.
I know what this shit is. You know? I already know what's about to go down.
So did they gave you fart pills. The pills you're on right now are what are making you have disgusting farts.
Well, one of the symptoms of a concussion is that, you know, you get a lot of dizziness, you get like nausea, and you throw up, which is what I did that night. I threw up. And so the next day I got a referral for these.
Was your dad screaming at you in his foreign tongue? Just like, you fucking idiot.
No, my mom was. No, and she wasn't screaming at me. She was more upset with herself because she kind of planned out the weekend. So she was like, oh my God. You know,
you derailed it.
What did I do?
Why did I let my baby bird get out of the nest? Look what he did. He splattered it on the pavement.
And so she blamed herself for the whole thing and just made herself sad about it, you know.
Don't belch off Mike.
Oh,
that does nothing,
Vic. I thought he was about to throw
that
up.
That does nothing.
You want me to do it on Mike?
Do it on Mike.
All right, next time I got it coming. It might be really loud, though.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You fooled no one. We all heard it. Might as well weave it into the tapestry of our shtick for the night.
Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay.
Back to the fart pills.
Okay, so this nausea medicine that I'm taking is giving me... I'm sorry to...
Mama Tai is going, oh, woe is me.
She's upset. She's upset. I'm over here in the bathroom with some extreme bubble guts and some pretty disgusting farts. Oh. I mean, while I'm on these pills, because it's just dicing up my insides. You know, like my whole digestive system, I feel like is like in a circus right now, because
yeah.
I'm farting like crazy. I've got to go to the bathroom all the time. You know,
have you made while you were at JFK tonight?
No,
The fan.
I actually have not since I've been here. I went right
before.
Is this
part of the reason you've been so grotesque? I think
when I'm not, you know, hitting the toilet, I'm just farting. You know?
So this is what I've been dealing with. I got burpee plus sickie, yeah. And then farty.
It's
gross. You gave me a Coke, by the way, so that helps out.
Oh, God, and it was a Titanic supersized.
And I offered you to have, you could have had it.
I don't drink non-diet. Because I'm obviously such a fit guy.
I paid for your apple pie.
Yeah, and an apple pie and a chicken wrap.
Some of my fries, chicken wrap.
But God forbid I have that sugary Coke. That would be far too much. Ruin this girlish figure of mine.
Oh, gosh.
The whole reason I had these two.
I can see the curves on you right now.
You have a bit of a bitch bosom going on.
There you go.
The whole reason I had these two in the studios, we got to talking beforehand about a subject. Don't pull away from the mic. Lean back in. Come on, junior broadcaster.
Go on.
The whole reason I had these two, and we were talking about a subject near and dear to my heart, and they both had some harrowing tales from the world of sexting.
Vic's is way better. I don't know if we should start with his, or maybe leave that as like a punchline.
Well, you know, for our older listeners, because I have so many, you didn't need to do the eyebrow wiggle to that. I just, you know, it was a little bit of a nod.
How old are you?
About to hit 30.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday. Fucker.
Okay. For those unaware, sexting is kind of the act of, I would say it boils down to either dirty talk sent via text message or sending pictures of certain parts.
Videos.
If you have a higher end phone, which I'm in possession of, so I look forward to seeing some videos pretty soon.
Welcome to the
John times. Has been so psyched about his new iPhone.
My iPhone 4.
Yeah.
Some great so high def M-bait videos hopefully coming my way in no great while. I love sexting. There's really nothing better than seeing some smut sent to your phone. It's really funny, by the way. You guys can't see it at home. The second I mention sexting, both of them pull out their phones, tapping the screen to see if there's been an update. You are not a Verizon guy, AJ. Vic, you are.
Yes.
You know the little black and red arrows kind of chasing each other like the Pisces fish whenever a file comes in?
Yeah. Yes.
That gives me an erection. That's how conditioned I am to sexting.
I was a long-time Verizon customer, so I know what
you know the arrows.
Yeah.
I see that coming.
You're like, oh my God, like, something good's going to happen.
I have a rager by the end of the time that red bar is filled up. If it's not nudity, like, I am so pissed. Like, someone will send me a picture of their kid or something. I'm like, why? Why would you do this?
Long time.
And then it occurs to me, like, this is what normal people do with their phone. Like, no one should be getting hard from seeing a load screen. What the hell is wrong with me?
You're a sick bastard. That's what you are, John.
I guess, man.
A sick bastard.
I guess. But we all had some really crazy stories from the world of sexting. And I'm going to nominate AJ to go first. I have to go last as the host, even though my story... probably not the best. I think Vic's got a strong one. AJ, you're some good, you're a good tease.
I'm not even a sexter either. I'm not.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
You will stand judged at the appropriate time, sir.
Okay, so.
I want an attorney.
Just like, you know, a lot of other guys in high school, you get, I mean, I'm 22 now, I guess.
Really? Vic, how old are you?
I'm 24, about to turn 25 in June.
Okay, thank God. That's like, a little closer.
Well,
I feel like I'm talking kiddie porn.
I honestly thought when I first saw you that you were like 24, 25.
Yeah, I thought you were closer to my age. Yeah, and I would have never guessed that.
No idea that you're 29.
30, man. I'm 30 as of Saturday.
You might want to get rid of the beard, even though that's your trademark name.
I know.
It might make you younger.
You should wear tight jeans. Tight jeans make you look younger.
Oh, yeah. God. No, they look at me. I look fatter. That's about what I look in tight jeans.
Put on the mama jeans.
Like the guy from the Miller Lite commercials.
Yeah, exactly. The skinny jeans.
The 28-32s.
There you go. All right.
You're my territory.
AJ, okay. Story me, my good man.
All right, I'm going to try to...
You disgusting farty fuck. God.
faster we get the show over with, we can get out of here because it is reeking.
Is it really bad on your end? I'm on the opposite side of the table, and it really hasn't carried other than that first one.
I haven't farted in a while.
So, okay.
So he says.
So, you know, halfway through high school, I got my first cell phone, and one of the first things I, you know, just like any guy thinks of when you get your fucking cell phone is I want to record some shit, you know? So every girlfriend that I had.
I'm so old that, like, my first 2 to 3 cell phones looked like the very first Game Boy.
Really?
Yeah. It was just, like, pea green, you know. You couldn't get any better in terms of nudity than just, like, parentheses, period, parentheses, parentheses, period, parentheses. There's a pair of tits.
With a Y in between to give yourself some cleavage.
Exactly.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. That was some rockin' tees right there.
Well, so I kind of started, like, my own little collection on my cell phone. Like, every girlfriend or girl, whoever, you know, anytime something would go down, I would always whip out my phone. And at the time, I worked at Best Buy, so I had this, like, crazy camera phone that had this little, like, camera that flipped around. Girls would get sized for it, you know?
This is good. This is a man after my own fucking heart. You ever watch Autofocus?
No.
Best movie ever about this fucking old TV star, Bob Crane, just fucked everything on two legs and filmed it.
That's what you gotta
Guy's
do,
Guy's like a personal
man.
Hero. Like my patron saint. Watch Autofocus. You will not be disappointed.
I've got so many stories about, like, while I was in college, when I had the production cameras, like,
I love this kid already, man.
You know?
Every time you're getting laid, it's like a stage thing.
It is, because you want to capture it, you know?
Exactly.
You don't want it to be
Otherwise,
just a memory
just
that
forgotten.
Goes to waste,
yeah.
You know? Because I feel like, you know, not necessarily as like a trophy, but just kind of something to
degrade.
It's a memento.
As a person.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like going on a vacation and getting a fucking postcard or something.
Exactly.
You know? Like you want, or like a fucking necklace, something that you don't really want, but just to remember the moment.
I'm loving this kid. Thank God, Vic, your story's so good because this guy's selling me on the AJ way.
All right. So where this becomes fucking funny and applies to this. So, you know, I did that with a couple girls, and then I get this serious girlfriend, and we used to do this on the regular. And the phone that I was using, I ended up giving to my...
And I mean, you're talking everything. Like, it wasn't you two are apart sending each other your shit. It's
No. Like
every time together or every other time. Because I know the fastest way to get yourself in trouble is, like, every time it's about to go down, you're like, hold on. And you have to run over to the camera or something
that. No. And that's what'll get you in trouble. So you can't, like, try to impede it beforehand and then try to... You know, get the camera. You gotta wait. You gotta let it go down. Like it was always already going
like
down.
Like halfway through,
and then I whip it out.
See, I'm too much of a director at heart. Like it would be about to go down. I'd be like, wait, zip me back up. We gotta get that on film. Hold on, okay. Proceed.
I've tried that before, and it was like
end relationships so fast. But continue.
Okay, so, this cell phone. You know, I thought I had erased everything out of it. And my little brother had Verizon, too. I, you know, used to steal phones from my old job. And so I got a new phone, a better phone, cooler camera, and gave my little brother the phone. You know, he transferred all his information over, and, you know, I didn't think twice about it. A month later...
No, you got your new toy. Fuck
yeah,
it.
You know, I wasn't... I didn't care about the phone. I was like, whatever, you know? A month later, I'm just sitting there at home... You know, he left his phone on the table. We were watching TV or something. And he goes go to the bathroom, and I'm a nosy fuck. So I pick up his phone, and I start looking through his shit.
Oh, man.
I'm one of those guys. I used to be.
I've done that, and it really backfired on me when I got about 15 erect dick pictures just staring back at me. So it's like, oh, great. There's my brother's penis, and it's much bigger than mine. Thanks, Dad. Nice DNA.
But, so I'm looking through my little brother's phone, and I see this video with... And, you know, like, they give you a little preview, the thumbnail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the thumbnail, and I see two tits. I'm like, oh, this guy's over here getting down, you know? So I click on the thumbnail, and I start watching the video. And I see him bouncing up, and I'm like, oh. I was like, hold on.
I know the trajectory of that bounce.
I was like, hold on, where is this from? And then... I was like, oh, my God. I realized that it was one of my videos that I had made with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man.
And it's me just on top of her on my bed. Everything's
just taxing it.
Just going at it, you know, missionary style.
And how much is your dick and how much is the girlfriend? Because I would imagine if I found a tape like that, And there really was like very little of my brother. Maybe I could work around it.
Very, very little of me. In there. Most of the video, actually, my girlfriend's face isn't in the video at all.
Oh, your brother definitely beat off to that like six million times.
He did, right?
Oh, this motherfucker, is that a fact?
Man.
Is that a fact?
No. I never asked him about it. I never confronted
the next video.
I never confronted him about it because it was just so weird. You know, what a conversation.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah.
Dude, were you jacking off to my girlfriend's boobs? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah. I mean, how are you going to get a moral on him? The sex tape I made with my girlfriend.
You know?
How dare you masturbate to that when I leave it around? No.
Okay, well...
You ceded all moral high ground there.
Yeah. Well, the video, I mean, mostly consisted of her, you know, her chest.
Is it still around? I could use a view.
No, it was gone. It's gone.
I'll put it on the website.
You are such a pervert, man.
Yeah.
Why not?
But you know, I kind of went up and down.
Such a bad influence.
I panned a little bit with the video, you know? And so I got shots of other, you know, other parts of the D going in the V.
Young Scorsese over here.
Yeah. And, but I mean, just glimpses, you know, nothing too much. And I swear to God, when I saw that, I was just like, I didn't know what to think. You know, I was like, this is weird.
It's weird. Oh, I'd be
you can't really be fucking mad about it. But
no,
at
it's
the
all
same
your
time,
fault.
It is my fault that it was left on there. But I guess
and you're
forgotten.
The nosy motherfucker that was going through.
Exactly. So, and that's another reason I didn't want to confront him about it. Be
you
like,
have
dude,
no
I was
ground
going
to stand
phone.
On.
Yeah.
I mean, all you can ask is like confirmation of your worst fear. Did you jack off to this?
Yeah. But. Would you have deleted it? Like, I kind of asked myself the question, like, if I was in his
position. I would
position,
have taken it off the phone but backed it up, like, three
just
times.
Emailed it to yourself or something?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Flash drive, emailed myself, back up on a camera.
External hard drive, yeah. You know.
You would have wolfed it.
Be like, hey, guess who's doing the fucking lawn this week?
But, I mean, I don't know, man. It was a moral dilemma, and it's something that still has not come up.
Did you leave it there?
Brother. No, fuck no. I fucking deleted that shit.
Oh, my God. So he knows that you
know.
He knows that you know.
Oh, yeah.
That
he knows that I know, but the conversation never went down. And it was kind of just like guy code. Like, we were both just, never brought it up, buried it deep, deep, never
will be
see the light of day again, yeah. But you know, it doesn't compare to, I've heard that that's very easy to do. To leave stuff on the phone when you're transferring it, right, Vic?
Oh, all manner of things can get shifted back and forth and stuck and not deleted.
Yeah.
Vic?
Yeah. I have a
smooth
horrible one.
Segue.
I have a horrible one.
Continue?
It's really quick, though, but pretty funny for you guys.
Oh, my God.
So I have my droid, right?
Drag it out.
Droid.
Yeah, look at this.
He's staring
droid.
At his droid. He has an old school
beautiful.
Droid.
Yeah, the old school droid.
Not the droid X. Got it in studio looking
Motorola.
Down.
Motorola.
Yeah.
And... You know, I'm taking pictures, and I have, like, albums, you know, just myself or maybe other things.
What are you doing in pictures you take of yourself? I literally only take one kind of picture of myself, and it's just my hog. That's it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hog.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, well, just random pictures, and I'm flipping through my album videos and all that, and I see pictures of my dad's ex-girlfriend. I'm like,
what? Now, why is she on your phone?
Well, that's what I'm about to get to, is that I have pictures of her and of an album of just her. Her name is Mahala.
What is she doing in these pictures?
Just like her posing, like in front of a Christmas tree, in front of a car.
So she's dressed. It's nothing
she's like,
too
she,
sexual.
She's like, yeah. No, she, well, it is sort of sexy in a way. But either way,
why
just,
is she like inserting the tip of the tree?
No, she's just like posing, like she's like trying to be on the front of a cover of like say 17 or
Caressing
People.
I mean, could she be on the cover of 17? How does your dad hunt?
Maybe in Mexico or something like that? Because she's kind of she's like a Cuban something. I don't know.
Okay, good
either
for
way,
him.
Point
is she
is,
attractive overall? Is the dad of the Vic JT the Vic
yes.
crushing some good buns?
She's pretty good looking, but I would say her age is like 35, something around that, right around your territory.
Yeah,
Mr.
I was gonna
John,
say
I'm
what
sure,
an old
yeah.
C.
Anyway,
who'd want that?
So I see pictures of her, and I'm like, oh, and then I see there's pictures of my dad. I'm like, I've never taken these pictures on my phone.
Well, I'd hope you weren't
I'd
taking
know.
Pictures
I'm
of
like,
the girlfriend.
I don't remember any of this. I don't remember any of these pictures on my phone. So I'm flipping through. I'm like, yeah, I never did any of this, obviously. So I'm going through my dad's photos, and I see, you know, him together with Mahala. I see...
Just chilling.
Chilling, yeah. I see, like, this is very weird. And... Pictures of crabs, because my dad loves crabs. He eats crabs every single day.
Really?
And then I flip onto the next photo, And
it's just a weird thing. But
I flipped to the next photo, and it's a picture of my dad's cock.
Oh, my God.
It is absolutely awful. Like, it's like he's, like, standing up, and he has the phone facing down.
Yeah.
Of his hand. Of it's his just hand. A complete, right, it's his a, hand's it's a right Favre. On the shaft.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he's just got a nice zoomed in on it. And wow. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fuck, seeing your dad's erect.
It was the worst thing ever.
What were you doing when you were flipping through these pictures? I mean, was this like...
I was at work.
Were you
work.
Over
I
the
was,
oatmeal or...
No, I was
know,
at work.
Breakfast? Okay.
Coincidentally, I was at work, and I was just like, oh, because doing a Wizards game, and I was back there pushing spacebar for one game.
And you were in the hallowed fan studios in which we are currently.
Yes. And I was just flipping through photos, and I'm like, what in the world is all this? So apparently, all the stuff that... All his pictures and videos were transferred onto my phone.
Jesus
my Verizon
Christ.
On my stuff. I don't get it. How does that happen? Are we like on the same plan? Could that happen?
No.
Like you take a picture on your phone.
I
and
hope
it somehow,
to God that doesn't
and it
happen.
Somehow goes on to say your mom or dad's phone.
Oh, no, don't let that happen.
That
ever.
Is awful. So anyway, I have a picture of my dad's cock right there.
Is it big?
No.
I'm gonna act like
did
I haven't seen
did
it.
He fill the, did he fill
I barely
the frame?
Saw it. I literally saw like two seconds or less, and I had to back out.
You came back,
and
quick.
I didn't even want to go any further. I didn't want to even go further in the album.
Did you instantly recognize that it was him, though?
Of course I know because it was my dad's photo. It's my dad's photo album, so it's pretty self-explanatory that it would be his own cock unless it's
huge black
yeah,
log.
Yeah. Well, I'm not black, but
that's why it'd be a dead giveaway that it wasn't his.
Yeah. It wasn't black.
Then you have even more questions to answer.
So, I mean, it was pretty self-explanatory that it was his, not to mention mine's longer.
Oh! Putting up the challenge with that.
Oh, my God.
We're not having a conference. So, yeah, it was obviously
who our first guest is.
Yeah, that's my $5 footlong tuna sub. So what? I saw that.
Where's the cricket sound effect when I need it?
Yeah. So I saw videos also of my dad with Mahala, like they're at a pool and like she's just laying down there and she's like, oh, I love, my dad's like, oh, I love your stomach. Oh my God, I love your stomach.
What? The worst thing is I'm having to pretend I haven't like seen this all 10 fucking times.
They're at
a
pool. They're just, he's at the pool. She's laying down there on like, you know,
it's so
little,
gross.
And my dad just like, oh,
I mean, that is
stomach.
The weird one.
As oh, look at that ass. Oh.
I mean, he definitely does sound like a guy who's pressed up against a pane of glass as he says that shit.
Yeah. Well, no, he's laying right next to him.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's awful. The fact that he has all that nasty shit on my phone. Like, go ahead. You know what? That's fine. Actually, that's fine if it's on your own phone and it's your own girlfriend.
It's very, like, cable guy, like, on either side of the glass in prison.
Yeah.
Like, he's pounding one out against it as she pulls out the nipple. It was a little much for me. And yeah. You tried to make the best of the situation because you would invite everyone in and you would just present your phone and you go, hey guys, look at this picture of these delicious crabs I was eating the other day.
I got Mullins on that, who also works at 106.7.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, was it Mullins that I got on that?
We conspired together to get Mullins to see your dad's cock.
I thought we got somebody else on there.
And you would just present it as, check it out, this is what I had. And then you'd kind of walk out of the room, and you'd be like, oh, feel free to flip.
Yeah, look, you know, look, there's my pictures. Dad's BMW right there. Oh, look at those car. Look at that car. Look at those
and
crabs.
And then the third picture in
and,
the series
yeah,
is
there's
just,
my dad's wiener
fucking
schlong.
Dad's erect cock.
It is. And by the way, I've deleted that. I figured out how to delete that.
Did you save it somewhere first?
No, I didn't, of course not.
You were both
Actually, yesterday, I deleted all that stuff.
AJ's brother's dumb, and you're dumb.
I know, but I don't want to keep a picture of my dad's you-know-what. On my phone.
Sometimes you need leverage.
The last thing I want is my girlfriend to go snooping through my phone and then end up seeing, what is that? Right?
I guess. I mean, is yours that different from your dad's?
Very, very long. Because my dad's, let's just say it wasn't long.
I see. And that's I didn't think his dad's was all that lackluster. Now I'm wondering what I'm packing. I thought it looked like at least an average junk or something.
You saw the photo.
I did.
What'd you think of that?
Looked like an average D.
All right, then.
I didn't think it was, like, shrimpy or anything. Otherwise, I'd be shitting on you left and right about it. I'd be calling you son of short dick.
Either way, when I, when
son
I initially,
of needle dick.
Yeah.
When I initially saw it, I'm about to say, damn, I'm longer than my father. I'm bigger. D
Did you not think this is where I came from?
Like,
this
no,
is
my, I didn't
the
want,
origin.
No, I didn't want to think this, of the origin.
This is the origin of
2010 intro playing.
Oh, God.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Wow. So your thought was longer. See, my dad, I'm only average, and my dad was like porn star huge. He right. was from Greece, so he'd just come out of the shower all the fucking time and just be like hanging down to his knee.
So I guess it's the opposite. It's probably because all the sports that I play, maybe it makes it.
Yeah, that's science.
But yeah, it's like scientifically proven.
So I guess my kid will think he's the hot shit.
Longer schlong.
Hopefully. I think we all want better for our kids, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully ours.
I can honestly say I've never seen my dad's cock, and I hope I never do my entire life. I love my dad.
Have you seen your parents doing it?
I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
Well, I have.
You've seen it?
What the fuck, man?
Well, it was my mom, obviously, and I think I was 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I had like my cowboy outfit on. I don't know why I had a cowboy outfit. I'm 9 years old, damn it.
Oh my God, it's all so vivid already. So you're in your cowboy outfit. And,
and
like,
I had my cowboy gun.
Hold on. How?
Are you wearing chaps?
Yeah, I really got to get this in my head. Like,
I have like the sheriff's hat type of thing.
It's a really high-end outfit with like 12, 14
spurs.
Pieces.
No, I don't have the spurs. I had just the hat, the gun,
the holster,
and I had the belt. Yeah, the holster.
So if you were like a shitty male stripper, this would be your cowboy outfit.
Yeah, for a 9-year-old or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in my dad's room, and they're going to town.
Is this a nighttime where you
this
sleeping
is daytime.
Before?
This is afternoon. This is afternoon.
This is the post-school special?
Yeah. And they're going to town, and I'm like, hiding behind the cabinet.
You didn't immediately exit?
No, I'm holding my gun. Like, I have it straight up. Like, I'm like...
You're about to kill him?
So you walk in the door.
Yes.
Unnoticed somehow.
Yeah, because there's like a dresser.
Sounds more like
way.
A ninja
it's like
than
you
a
open
cowboy
up,
to me.
Like, their bed's on the left, and I open up the door, and there's like a dresser that's also on the
it's
left.
Blocking the
view, so I can walk in.
So he's staring into your mom's tees, and she's looking down at his eyes or something.
They're going to town. This is, by the way, very traumatizing for me as I'm telling you this, because I...
And I mean, how loud is it?
Very loud.
She had to be going
loud. No, they're going loud. That's why I walked in, because I had my gun out.
For protection, just in case?
My play gun, because I was trying to be, you know, like a hero type of thing, because, like I said, I'm like 9 or...
Did you think that she was being hurt?
Yes, that's the thing, because she's... You know, yelping. Obviously, I'm
she's going,
that,
"Oh my god! Oh my god!"
Yes,
over
and I'm
over.
Thinking that
it hurts,
she
it hurts.
And I'm thinking that she's like in trouble. And I go out and I point my gun. I'm like, "Freeze! Stop, Dad!"
Oh!
And my dad's like, "What the hell?" Panicking, and they instantly stop.
Of course,
I'm like,
"What are you supposed to do? Finish?"
Yeah.
Do they put their hands up?
You got us.
That's right. They're role playing. And my dad's like, "Oh, we're okay, son. We're fine." I'm
oh,
like,
he's so
I'm
kind.
Like, I'm like,
I would have fucking thrown whatever I had handy.
And I was like, "Get off my mom now. Get off now." And he's like, "Oh, it's fine." So,
yeah,
it just,
he's like, "You little shit.
We're just wrestling.
Stop
we're just wrestling."
He's and, like, "Oh my God, you're trying to get your dad's dick out of your mother, and he's just trying not to kill you."
Oh my God, yeah. That is horrible.
It's awful.
What did she do?
She just looked with the... I can't really quite remember, but I do remember. It's like, "It's okay, son. We're fine. We're just wrestling." And then I'm thinking to myself, better be wrestling, because I have my play gun right here. And I just walk out.
Fucking
and
sheriff's
I, and
in
I
town, motherfucker.
Exactly. And I back out slowly, like staring at my dad's eyes, like, "You better not hurt her."
Oh, God.
And then I walk out and close the door.
Oh, if he was able to finish after that.
I don't know how you could finish after that.
Oh, if he could. That is like man of the century right there.
That probably
fuck Einstein or whoever they picked.
Awful image. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Wow, just reliving childhood traumas on air.
What the hell?
God damn,
I might
man.
I need to see a therapist.
You remember that way too vividly for you to not need therapy.
I do. I remember that.
I mean, like the not breaking eye contact, man.
Mm.
That's like... Meet the parents. I got my eyes on you shit.
Because
like Bobby De Niro.
I'm trying to protect my mom. I'm a good boy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sounds like you were being a bad boy.
Yeah, your mom is just getting the living shit piped out of her.
I don't even want to tell my dad about that or my mom. Like, do you remember this when I was like 7, 9 years
it's
old?
Good dinner table conversation.
Yeah, I know.
There,
why
you
would
know?
That ever come up, man?
Nor would I tell my dad that his picture of his schlong was on my phone. I don't even want to bring that up. That's something you just keep secret for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't have anything on that, man.
Dude, you got to top that, bitch.
All right. My best. Here's what I got. A couple weeks ago, flirting with a girl. She's, she's pretty free with her body, has a higher-end phone. Photographs of a certain nature were coming my way, fast and furious.
Are they still on your phone?
I might be hooking you up with those.
Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I want evidence.
So, after a while, thank you, Vic, for that.
That's for you.
I'm glad you didn't turn away. Papa's basement is a place of honesty. After a while, the demand comes in for me to reciprocate.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, God, I don't want to show off. You know, I don't want my face in the mix at all. I don't really, you know, like, maybe I got okay arms or something, but really I don't have the most cut chest or anything. And she's like, well, none of that matters because what I want to see...
Yeah.
Is your microphone, Mr. DJ, if you will.
Is the junk. She wants the junk.
She wants the junk. So I'm like, fuck it. I can take the junk. You know, it's just nameless junk. I'm not going to get any Crocs or wristwatches in it. The only thing that's going to give me away is the grotesque amount of body hair, like on the, you know, on the arm next to said junk.
Yeah.
I groom the junk down, so even that's not going
to
give
a... Oh, you've got to. You've got to get a photo ready, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's all treated. And I'm like, I've taken no photography classes. Oh, I think every guy... This is for everyone who doesn't want to waste the, like, 30 minutes it takes figuring out how to get a good junk pic. First things first, you get as fierce and proud as you're going to get, if you know what I'm saying. He has to be bursting at the seams.
Yes.
Okay. AJ's tracking with me. Vic's just taking notes in the corner.
I'm taking notes.
Second thing, you don't want anything for a frame of reference. In the photo, nothing that can give a sense of proportion. You don't want like a 50-cent piece behind it, you know, a can of Coke. You just want this abstract object in the picture.
Bed sheets, maybe.
It could be as large as she could possibly think, you know. Shoot from the bottom up.
Bottom up.
That's a trick I learned from Orson Welles, as he talked about filming Citizen Kane in the scene where Kane was supposed to be bigger than life. He films Kane up from his feet, looking up at him.
I never thought about that.
That is a good point.
Wow. Apply the same to your junk, and he too will be a titan of industry.
What about sideways?
New twit pick coming soon.
Yeah, exactly. Sideways can be done. Again, you need that kind of bottom-up angle to it, but sure. You can do a little Paul Giamatti action.
But not like my own father, facing straight down at it.
Rookie mistake. It diminishes because not only he's cheating himself of length because it's going to be curling up. No one's dick goes straight out at a 90-degree angle.
Huh.
They usually exist on what I'd say a 30-degree plane or something like that. He's actually cheated himself of inches because the head's kind of transposed itself over some of the shaft.
Go on.
Maybe not inches, some centimeters. He's cheating
inches.
So finally I'm like, fuck it. I'll man up. I'll do this.
Yeah.
And I snap the picture. And if I do say so myself, through various tricks of the trade, it looked pretty good. You know, it wasn't infantile at the very least.
How many shots did it take you for the perfect one?
2 to 3.
Usually you got to do at least 3 to 4 just so you can get a gauge of like... And then you choose which one.
I want to choose from a range of personalities.
Right.
Can I ask you a question? Did you put any kind of effects, like a sepia or a black and
white
on
this
it?
Is a... And again, this is back on my old phone.
A sepia would have been nice. That would have been kind of classy, right?
Like a late 90s movie or something.
Like one of those old, like, saloon type of pictures, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Put a little fucking mustache and pistol on it. I could take your cowboy belt.
There you go.
Tie it around. Go, I got my eye on you. Wiggle its little Cyclops peeper.
Hope it fits.
Yeah.
This is degenerated fast.
Go on.
So, finally, I'm like, fuck it. And with one hand still where it was, I put the other on the phone.
So, wait, you're taking the picture, your hand's on the junk.
Oh yeah, that's the final trick. You
You don't just like let it just fly like freeball it.
No. If you put a hand around the bass and kind of like
extends it.
Exactly. Kind of like pull into oneself, if you will, tighten around the bass.
Yeah.
Well, if you're naturally like me,
stretch it out.
If you're naturally like me,
I know we can't all be Vic. You do the opposite of this shit, so you don't scare women. So they're not like, oh, that's gonna rip me the fuck up.
Vic the fucking centaur over here.
I know. I'm like halfway convinced that like during my shtick, he's just gonna slam it on the table. There.
Yeah, oh God!
Exactly.
All four of his dicks just slammed on the table.
Like a fucking
Vic is a fucking
like a
cow.
Pack of cow hunters, yeah, with his 18 ball scrotum. But and I'm like, screw it. I like this one. We can go with it. You know, she's certainly done her womanly duty in this. Let's do the same. And I send the picture, and I don't hear back for like 10 or 15 minutes, which scares the living shit out of you because it's either A, your cock was completely inconsequential, or B,
she's showing all her friends.
That, or
she didn't get it.
She didn't get it. Like, it went to the wrong person.
Oh,
you sent it to the right person?
So I look down in the phone, and it shows as it sent to multiple people.
Oh, no!
And I'm like, who the living fuck got this? And it was not only the girl in question, but one of my longtime business contacts from my day job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't heard from him since. I'm usually, I get like weekly, weekly work from him. It's been,
that might be a good thing. What if he sends you a picture
about
back?
About 3, yeah, exactly. Could have been worse.
Were you in constant contact with this business guy before the photo?
Yeah, things have been a little dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little shitty.
You didn't try to go the route of... friend was on my phone.
No,
he was
no. There's pretty no much prank no excuse
yeah.
can help save you from that.
Yeah, there's
the
nothing.
Thing is,
I would have tried to lie my ass off to get.
I mean, I've sent messages to the wrong person when I'm like trying to talk dirty with my girlfriend when I'm texting, but nothing to that extent. That's
be
all.
Very careful.
Yeah, you really have to be
just
careful.
Just be very careful.
Were you just like when? Did you hit reply? When you got the message from her originally?
I don't know what could have caused it.
Because if you hit reply, it should go right, the message should go right to her.
Unless,
did you hit like
no,
new
this
message?
No, this is a new message.
You should never, you always do reply,
always
man.
Reply.
Always hit reply.
Such a rookie mistake.
Yeah, especially from you. I didn't, wouldn't expect that
yeah.
from you.
So my cock cost me a couple grand.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Hope it was worth
it's
it.
Tough.
It's never worth it. It's never worth it.
So did she ever reply?
Yeah,
did she ever reply?
Yeah, I'm good with her. At least it wasn't a deal breaker on that end.
Yeah.
At least that. But
what did she say though? What did she when she replied?
It wasn't LOL or raffle.
Smiley face.
Yeah.
Wink.
Smiley wink. that looks good. I don't know what the fuck she said. I was distraught, man.
I'm pretty distraught right now just hearing about this.
Yeah.
I feel bad, man. You lost money for that?
I thought
lost
sucks.
Money.
It's not even funny, you know.
I know. I mean, your dick. Indirectly, your dick always
that's
costs you money, but to have it directly cost you loot like that, it's a little shitty.
I mean, I've sent pictures of my own thing to a girlfriend. Thank God it went to her.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Really?
I've never done
you
that.
You banging...
Never sent the junk pic?
Dude, I've gotten so many pics, and I've never really had girls, like, ask me to send it back. Like, I don't know. I couldn't...
It's a two-way street.
It is, but I would always get him the real thing. I don't know, you know?
Listen to this fucking Mac over here.
I know, like, I don't even sound like such a...
childish things.
I sound like such a douchebag. It was
they'd ask for a picture of my cock, and 10 minutes later, I'm at their door.
I mean, I get pictures of my girlfriend's feet now. I just got that. I showed you that.
All right, Rex Ryan.
She's in the
bubble.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know, I was
Come
thinking
on,
exactly
man.
Rex Ryan.
I was trying to let you go on a high note and not mention that.
They smell good.
No, don't put them back in the car.
Can I touch it?
Don't put them back in the tub.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I want to blow those bubbles.
All right, folks.
Feet.
All right. Well, I think we banged out our shtick. We've done an hour, boys.
What? Well, there's so much to talk about.
But you got to leave them wanting more. We went out on a high note.
All right.
Tradesman's secret. Come on.
Now it's time for titty pics.
Yes. AJ.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. You've managed to hold your gas. Had a hell of a story.
Dude, I held it pretty well. I'm proud of myself.
Thank you on all fronts.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
nicely. Who's that?
Dude, I've got a couple of these, man.
That's the little lady?
No.
That's just random porn, I got.
No, it's not random porn. It's authentic picture, but
authentic.
Okay, well,
from browsers.
Yeah, this will be going down about 4 seconds after these mics go dead. AJ, anything you want to plug again? Facebooks, web pages, Twitters.
I'll tweet you, and you can I guess retweet someone with my handle on it. It's okay. Stupid for me to try to repeat it.
All right, Vic, I want to thank you.
No problem.
Great work.
Very fun,
Sheriff. Sheriff Ferreira.
Great. I'm a little under the weather, but I think I pulled through.
Did well.
I didn't cough on the mic.
Anything you want to say? Anything you want to plug, man?
I'm not much of a tweeter, though, but I am at JTTheVic on Twitter.
All right. And, of course, I am John Papagiorgio. Again, website in papasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook, Papa's Basement as well. And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.